This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
say that. Say, our God. Yeah. He reigns forevermore. That's good. Forevermore. Good. One more time. Say, our God. Yeah. He reigns.
Every man will bow down and say, just wanna be with you. Oh Lord, King of glory, fill this place. I just wanna be with you. Oh Lord, I just wanna be with you. Sing high.
Thank you. Well, Lord, we thank you today. And we lift you in this place, in our lives, in our hearts. From the fruit of our lips, we thank you, sir. You're so wonderful. You're so faithful. You're so true. You've been better to us than we know. And for that, we thank you. Another day's journey, oh God, and we certainly thank you for it, that you allowed us this space to worship you and praise you. Through all that this week has brought us, we still are here in your presence, which means, oh God, that you still have a plan for our lives, and we don't take that for granted. None of us are here to waste, but you have a plan. And I pray now, God, that we will tap into your plan, tap into your presence, and receive your promises. Whatever we have need of, oh God, we trust that you've already met that need. We just have to be patient and hold on until we see it come to pass. Thank you, oh God, for a place to worship you sincerely, freely, graciously. We don't take this day for granted, this moment for granted. We don't take each other for granted. And Lord, please have mercy when we take you for granted. We ask now, God, for forgiveness of our various sins that we may have committed against you. We violated your law, trespassed. We ask now, God, your forgiveness and your mercy. Now, God, you've heard from us, and I pray that we've been sincere in all that we've done to worship you and praise you. And it's pleasing unto you. Now, God, we need to hear from you, that we may be able to know why we shout, why we praise. We thank you, God, that you love us for our heart. But we admit today that our minds need to be ministered to. We need to know some things, not just feel, but we need to know some things, that we can be a balanced believer in this dark and difficult day. So now, God, I pray the atmosphere is set, that you can speak to us clearly and concisely, and we'll be receptive to what you have to say to us. We declare today, God, if it be your will, that some soul be saved, some life be changed, some destiny be altered. And dear Lord, I promise you, you can trust us to bless us. We'll give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We trust you so much now, God, that we don't even need to see it. We praise you in advance. We've been through too much with you. Seen too much. So we hold on to your unchanging hand, and we say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, bless the Lord in this place. To God be the glory for the various things he has done. But we testify he's done great and mighty things. We bless his holy name. To all of our ministers and to the leadership of this body and to all of you, my Father's children, we thank God for you on today. To those who are worshiping with us online, we thank God for you. God bless you today on this blessed Sunday morning. There was no guarantee that you and I would be here today. And there is no guarantee that we'll be here tomorrow. All we have is right now. And so how about we just give God the praise right now? Not worry about anything. Stress over anything. Flip out over anything. Just give God praise for your right now. Glory to God. God bless you today. So good to see you. Matthew chapter 28, we want to see if we can turn in our homework today. We were not able to finish on last week where we were sharing things to know before you go. As we are aspiring to talk this month concerning evangelism and our role in evangelism as the people of God. And so let's journey again to Matthew 28. And read that pericope one more time and see what the Lord had to say. I'm going to do right today. Thank God for our music ministry. Give God praise for them blessing us today. Amen. Matthew 28, beginning at verse number 16. And the word of God reads, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. The word of God for the people of God. And the people of God said, amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of God. Some things to know before you go. We spoke last week concerning what Christ has already done, and that he has died and rose again on that third day morning with all power, and then at a later date he has met with his disciples, these gentlemen, that he has shared ministry with, and they were meeting him at this appointed place. There were 11. Oh, you may be seated. Thank you. I'm sorry. They were meeting Christ, this resurrected Jesus, 11 of them who meet Jesus at this appointed mountain. Some believe it's this mountain that Jesus often would teach them from, but it was a mountain of instruction. And they met Christ, and the first thing they did, without an MC, without an order of service, they began to worship. Because to be able to see the amazing come to pass in their lives just makes you want to worship. And that's a word for some of us today. When God has just done amazing things in your life, before you make another move, you ought to fall down every now and then and just worship God. Can I take a little toll? Is there anybody in this room who has ever seen God do amazing things just for you? A prayer that was answered, a door that was opened, a way that was made. And sometimes there are things that words can't express, but all you know how to do is lift your hands and fall in the presence of a God. And all you can say is, Lord, you did it again. That's a word of encouragement today, because if you keep on letting your heart beat and keep waking up in the morning, I believe that you still have not seen the best that God has for you. Be where God has called for you to be. That's the challenge. One of our challenges is to be where God wants us to be. Christ showed up at this particular place, and the disciples were supposed to be at that mountain. Very interesting that we do not know the name of the mountain explicitly, but we know that it was the appointed place where Christ and his disciples were set to meet. That's interesting, because when you're connected to him, you already know where you ought to be. When you're in right relationship with him, you don't need someone to tell you. You always want to tap into what the presence and the Spirit of God is got in your life. That's a word for somebody. Don't let new situations cause you to find a new mountain. The same mountain that he taught you before is still good enough to help you where you are on today. But as we seek this, beloved, I understand that it's tough. It's a tough series to share, because it's not a whole lot of what we get from God in this particular sharing. It's what God ought to get from us. Christ has done all the hard work. He's done all the hard work, the heavy lifting, in that he died for all of our sins. So much so that he was the only person in this world, he still would have died just for you. That's a very sobering thought to me, to know that if I were the only person in this world, Christ still would have died for me. That's how important you are to the Lord. And so they meet at this appointed place with Christ, and the Bible teaches us that they worshiped him, but then some doubted. How can you come to church? I'm sorry, come to a mountain. How can you come to the place where lives are changed? How can you come face a resurrected Savior, not the Savior you've been walking with for 3 years, but a resurrected, glorified Savior? How can you come and be in his presence and still have a spirit of doubt on the inside? May I suggest today and submit to you that he lives. Christ Jesus lives even today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. And if we really believe that, how can I still have doubt in my heart knowing that he got up with me and you on his mind? And if he got up with you and I on his mind, you've got to trust and believe that he's got a plan beyond what you can see right now. There should not be any room for doubt at this point. I don't mean to insult anybody, but some of us have been through too much. Some of us have seen too. I can understand somebody who don't know anything about God. I can understand some novice Christian, but some of us been in some battles a long time with the Lord. And you know by now, nobody can do you like the Lord. Nobody can bring you through like the Lord. Nobody can lift you up like the Lord. Why are you still doubting what he can do in your life when he's already shown you, I'll show up just for you? Don't you know, beloved, that the Lord Jesus could have ascended to heaven after he got up? But yet he still said, I got a plan for my believers. I got a plan for those that love me and I love them. That I'm not going to leave them without a comforter. I'm going to leave them with my Holy Spirit. And I'm going to give them some instruction that they can live victorious lives after I'm gone. Here's the problem we all got. Because Jesus told his disciples that greater works shall you do than I've done. Y'all think it begins and ends with me. He says, I'm going to give you power to go beyond where I've gone, to do what I didn't do. I'm going to be it with you. I'm going to give you power to live victorious. And so he begins, we understand from last week that he gave a sovereign assessment in that he says, all power is given unto me, all authority. I am the man. I am the king. The king has shown up. I have fulfilled what I'm supposed to fulfill. And when you see me, you don't just see Jesus. You see the Messiah. You see the Christ. You see the Christos. You see the anointed one. You see me, the sovereign God. When you see God, you see me. When you see me, you see God. I did it. I did just what I said I was going to do. I died, but I did not stay dead. I got up 3 days later, no matter what they tried to do, no matter what they tried to block, I got up again with all power in my hand. Look in my hands. You can see where they pierced me with nails. Look in my feet and you can see where they put bibbers in my feet. You can look at my side and see where they put a thorn in my, dust my side and a crown of thorns on my head. But here I am 3 days later, more than that, with all power in my hand. And you're in my presence. You're in my presence. And so he says, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Now, if I share that with you, let me say this. If all power has been given in heaven and earth while you waiting on heaven, there's no sense in waiting till you go up yonder. There is the possibility and probability that the same power you want in heaven is available to you right now to do amazing things for the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, I got this assessment. All power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. They're worshiping him. They're praising him. But then he says to them, let's look at this strategic assignment that he gives them. That's point number two, the strategic assignment, not surprise. Strategy. You got to understand something about your God. The God you serve ain't just coming up with stuff. The God you serve has a plan. And that's why you just can't sit here like a bump on a log every day, every week, because you're not just you. You are somebody God got plans for. And there's a strategy that God wants to utilize through your very own life. I know, I hear you, because you've been made to feel like you are insignificant. You are made to feel like because you're not a preacher or a church leader that you don't matter. But the devil is a liar. If you belong to God and you got breath in your body, he's got a life-changing, earth-shifting plan for your life. With your very life. And here's what I like about it. I don't have to stab anybody in the back. I don't have to dig a ditch. With my own makeup, with my own DNA, God has a plan for me that nobody can get it done but me. And for your plan, nobody can get it done for you. That's why I don't have to covet anybody. Don't have to be jealous of anybody. Don't have to be envious of anybody. Because what God wants to do in my life is just as heavy as what he want to do in somebody else's life. Can somebody thank God today that where I am, I still got a plan? He still got a strategy for my life. I don't have to be like anybody else. I can just be who God called me to be and say, Lord, any way you want to use me, I'll be available. I'll trust you. I'll praise you. I'll give you glory if you give me power. That's good news, church.
Because so often we think God wants to bless carbon copies. And you're trying to be like people. Here's what I want to do. I want to be more like Jesus. If I'm going to be like anybody else, I want to be more like Jesus, because I can't be like people, can't be like somebody, because I don't know everywhere they've been. All I see is where they are now, but I don't know what the journey was that took them to get them where they are now. So if you want my glory, you got to share my story. You got to deal with some heartache. You want to be where I am today? Deal with some heartbreak. Deal with some disappointment. Deal with some betrayal. Deal with some cutthroat folk. And then you're ready for the glory. Oh, I believe alone. I want to be like you when I grow up. No, you don't. Because you don't know what kind of hell somebody had to go through just to be able to halfway lift your hands today. See, it took some prayers to get to this. Who am I talking to? It took some heartbreak to get here. It took some sickness and it took some grief to get to the point to realize God is a healer. It took some grief to realize God will be your comfort. It took some loss to realize God will provide. You want to be in folks' shoes, but you don't know the steps they've had to make. All you see is end result, but you don't see process. They don't tell you everything they had to go through to have a reasonable portion of a right mind. So best thing you do is just say, Lord, thank you for me. Don't make me like nobody else, because if you make me be like somebody, I got to deal with the same thorns and the same enemies and the same affliction. So God has a strategic assignment for all of us. Now, I like this because in our passage, we got 11 disciples left, but all of them are unique. They're together, but they're unique individually. And you're not ready to be an evangelist and a disciple or an apostle if you can't just celebrate the you that God made you to be. And then celebrate the you, but then understand we're better together. No amens on that. Y'all happy about God making you a unique individually, but you're so grateful and secure in who you are, I'm not intimidated by anybody else. If I had time to minister to my people, I would, but y'all ain't come for that today. But I really want to minister to y'all, because, see, we can't get to where God want to be because we're competing with co-laborers. I'm supposed to be working with you, but I'm so intimidated by you, I won't work with you or talk to you because I'm so... I can't. Instead of seeing somebody I'm supposed to walk hand in hand with, I see somebody I'm supposed to be pushing away because I'm so threatened. But they were together, worshiping one God. Y'all ain't ready for it till you stop competing with each other and sabotaging one another, because see, if you make one look bad, we all look bad. What good is it doing you trying to show that you're right by yourself? Well, and God, he says you're missing the strategy. There's a strategy I got, but it's going to take two. It's going to take all y'all to understand that you're part of the body and you're not the same body part, but you're on the same body. And if you don't work like you're supposed to work, the body going to suffer because something going to be off. And I got too many hands who won't function as a hand because you want to be a head. But if you just submit to the strategy, if the hand understands how to tap into the head and the head understands how to tap into the hand, we got some work taking going for them and we got some ministry going for them, and ultimately God gets the glory. Is there anybody in Zion who don't mind submitting to the strategy of the sovereign? I'm gonna move on. But can I ask y'all a question? Is anybody tired of trying to do things your way? Is anybody tired of trying to have your way and do what you want? Has anybody figured out yet, if I don't do it God's way, this thing ain't gonna work? Because here's why. Part of the strategy. Y'all. Because the first word you tell them, go. But you can't go if you have not come. Because if you ain't come here, you don't know where to go from here. You can't work for somebody you have not worshiped. But you do work for who you worship. That's why you don't trip at work, because you appreciate the check and the benefits. That's why you have no problem staying at the house, because you love that mane and them kids. That's why you don't mind going to a party, because you're the life of it. But I can tell how much we love God by how much we come to his house, come into his presence, and be around his people. You ain't ready to work for Zion if you ain't never showed up to Zion. You cannot plug Androids up to iPhones. It's not going to fit. And that's why some stuff don't work, because you're not fixed right. You're not connected. So, he says, it's a reason I can tell y'all to go, because you're here. I can send you because you're here. I can't send folks that's not with me. You can't get an assignment if you're not in class. Can't be a part-time a disciple and want full-time benefits. Bless me, Lord. Bless the Lord. Help me, Lord. Help somebody. You say this, I'm the lender, not the borrower, but you're never lending. You say you're the head, not the tail, but you never want to lead. You want titles, but no testimony. And the church is out of whack, and we're blaming the wrong people. You can't get mad about a test you can't pass if you ain't never in class to get the notes. And when life get the lifing on you, now you want to get mad at the principal and the teacher, but I can't make you show up to school. Go. Therefore, teaching all nations. Now, here's the good part about that, because all nations now, it's going to get beyond your familiar scope. See, prior to Christ's resurrection, all the disciples had to worry about was Jews. Church folk. Now, he says, I've got all power given to me in heaven and earth. So I've given you power to go and handle some stuff beyond where you've been hanging out. In other words, I don't want you just testifying at church. That's easy. Same Holy Ghost. You got me 11 to 1. It's the same Holy Ghost you have Tuesday at 3 o'clock. There's no work Holy Ghost. There's no church Holy Ghost. I'm going to come give God some of my time Sunday. I've been cutting up all week and then going to get to church and give God some of my time. He's supposed to automatically just give me what I need so I can go right back and live stupid. Every last one of us got a problem today. Can I tell you what the problem is? You ain't asked, but I'm going to tell you. Kim don't want to know. She said, what's that? Nobody else want to know. And I get it. Here's your problem. You ready? When you leave this place, Every last one of us are accountable to God for what happens. Mm-hmm. You messed up because you came to the house of God and God has some stuff he want to tell you. And God never wastes a word. You're going to see it sooner or later. You're going to see what God was trying to say. But if you didn't hear what God had to say, don't get mad at God when he don't say nothing then. Because he already told you something prior to, but you just came to give him some time. You came to get that guilt off of you. I know I ain't been right. And I'm for the change, but I just want to get a little wash. You know, you can run through a, you know, now they have these car washes, you can just run through. You ain't got to get out the car. And you choose which one you want. Wash, foam, dry, the works. And all you got to do is just ride through. And you'll come out looking better than you went in. Problem is, that's just for the outside of the vehicle. If you really want to clean the inside, you got to open the door and do some work yourself to get some of that trash out, some debris out, some dust from the atmosphere out, because real cleaning is an inside-out job. It's time for you to change the way you come to church. Because God has a goal for you. It's time out for you coming just to feel better. It's time for some of us to say, I want to go help somebody else feel better. It's time out for you hogging all the prayer lines. It's time for you to bring somebody else to the prayer line. Come be the man that told me all about myself. Come meet this Jesus that gave me peace. Come meet this God that'll give you a new walk. Come meet this God that'll give you peace of mind. And come meet this God that'll help you with that situation. Time out for you coming looking like you ain't got no people. It's time for us to help others come to Christ. Because you've already been, so you know how to go. So, all of us are doing one or two things. We are bringing or we're repelling. In your everyday life, he says, go and teach all nations. All nations is your job. All nations, that spouse who crazy. All nations is the grocery store. An ungodly, irritable cashier. Ooh. I've come to your establishment. You go roll your eyes at me and not put the change back in my hand. I gave you the change, handed it to you, but you go throw it back on the desk. Father, I'll stretch. Can I give you my testimony? My hand to thee. Because otherwise I'm going to stretch it that way. So y'all ain't ready to be real. Every day, it ain't just with the devil you got to be challenged with. It's some people. What good is it to argue with a fool? Your goal is just to live wise in front of one. So he says, go therefore teaching all nations. Teaching them what? What does it mean teaching? Here it is. He says, go make disciples. Wait a minute, y'all got 5 more minutes. He says, go make disciples. I'm still in the assignment. It's a strategy. Go, baptize, teach. Those 3 levels of the assignment. Go, baptize, teach. Let's say it together. Go, baptize, teach. Y'all done had church. One more time. Go, baptize, teach. One more time for the balcony. Ain't no balcony. Go baptize. See how y'all just do church stuff and don't listen? Y'all can fix that any way you want to fix it. Ain't no balcony up there. Go baptize.
Teach.
That's the three aspects of school for us. That's the assignment. Go. That means you can't hang out at church. It's easy to go to Brother Jones. The Lord loves you, man. He know that. He'll hold deacon. Wait a minute, y'all. I found another problem in the text. Jesus is the one giving instructions. He's not the one who's physically going to go do it. That's problematic for me because we've been taught to ask the Lord to look in the nursing home. Lord, go look in the hospital. Look over my children. And then the Lord said to you, I will, but when you go look at them. Y'all mad at me yet? See, we try to get off the hook so easy and want the Lord to do all the work. Real blessings is going to be a balance. Somebody say balance. Between divine sovereignty and human responsibility. We all play a role too. The day is over if we want the Lord to do everything. It's not that he can't, but if we go draw people to Christ, we got to do something. Now, it shouldn't be a problem for the disciples. Guess why? They've been walking with him. So it shouldn't be a problem that they're getting ready to walk with him. Not yet, Fred. They ain't ready yet. He says, you've been walking with me, but now I'm going to prepare you to walk with me. Got one more. I want everybody to join in. At one point, you walked with me, but now I'm going to have to get you walk with me. You still going to walk. You may not see me here, but somebody ought to see me there. Now you got it. Good googly goo. He says to him, go and you make disciples. That means, Lord, hold your boy. It's not the pastor's job to go make disciples.
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you. And if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service, and senior missions and patrons meeting. 6 o'clock Thursday, Sunday school and teachers meeting. God bless you and keep you. May he lift up your countenance and give you peace until we meet again.